are back on The Pulse on the Beat with WHYY's health and science reporters. I'm Mike and Scott. Imagine the pieces that make up your life beginning to shift, going out of focus, as if you're suddenly looking at your life in a series of funhouse mirrors. Everything is moving, changing, nothing is right. About 7 years ago, Diane Fayon noticed her husband Bill was changing.
Every time he saw a dog, he was just like a little kid with the dog. He was so excited, overly excited for a man in his mid-50s.
Diane says their son Jason, who lives close by, noticed the changes too.
We were hanging drywall, and I hadn't really done much hanging of drywall. So I asked him, "How do you hang drywall?" And he said, I don't know. And I was like, "Dad, you'd put drywall in our entire house."
I felt like my life, our lives were just imploding. We were just, because I knew something was wrong, and he didn't.
Health and Science reporter Carolyn Beeler spent a lot of time with the Fayon family to tell us their story. And Carolyn, Bill and Diane have been married for a long time.
That's right. Bill and Diane met in 1971. They were high school sweethearts at the Academy of the New Church, which is a private Christian boarding school in Bryn Athyn, Pennsylvania.
I actually knew of him. He was on the football team. This sounds like so all-American. I was a cheerleader. He was just so caring and funny and cute. He had the nickname Sugar Bear. And we kept dating in college.
Do you remember the moment you realized you were in love with Bill?
Yes, actually I do. I remember I was going into a class in college, and I sat down and I went, "Oh my gosh, I'm going to marry Bill Fayon."
They did get married, and Bill got a job teaching high school science at that same boarding school where they'd met. He built the couple's house on a piece of property not far from the school. Old home movies show him on a ladder, sanding down a rafter.
And there's Bill.
Okay, ready to sing.
Fast forward through dozens of birthday parties for their five sons.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And nights of bedtime stories for toddlers in diapers.
Go.
And summer fishing trips with lanky teenagers.
That's a pretty nice fish, Aaron. Tell us how you caught him.
So, Carolyn, those home videos from the Fayon family, they sound like the stuff of just a happy and fulfilled life. And then these changes start happening with Bill around 2005, small things at first.
That's right. But Diane couldn't shake the feeling that they were a sign of something bigger, a sign that something was really very wrong.
I thought about going to his boss, the principal of the high school, and saying, "Have you noticed anything about my husband? Does he act differently than he used to?" But I just kept thinking, what wife goes to their husband's boss and says, "Have you noticed there are things wrong with my husband?" You just don't do that. So I didn't talk to anybody about it. For 2 years, when I was alarmed, I didn't talk to anybody about it.
Finally, they went to a neurologist and got a diagnosis, frontotemporal degeneration, FTD.
I can clearly remember when Dr. Grossman said that he thought it was FTD. And I actually went, "That's great. Now we know what it is. I can do this. We know what it is."
Carolyn, we hear the relief in Diane's voice here, because after all that uncertainty and just noticing little changes, she has a name. The thing has a name, but it's actually devastating.
It is. FTD causes the front part of the brain, which controls personality and behavior, to atrophy, to shrink. That leads to inappropriate and compulsive behavior, lack of empathy, short attention span, sometimes weird food cravings. For Bill, it's apples and bananas and the less healthy Tasty Cakes. And also, he has a lack of short-term memory, which is less common among FTD patients.
What does Bill look like? When you first met him, could you tell just by looking at him that something was wrong?
No, you can't. He's an average, healthy, fit-looking 58-year-old guy. He has this great smile that's quick to appear on his face, but his personality has really changed completely. People were quick to describe him as capable, and now Diane sort of affectionately calls him her man-child. That's because he interrupts constantly, breaks out into song randomly, like when I called him a matchmaker for setting up his wife's sister and her husband.
Well, you were the matchmaker.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Catch me a catch. La, 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 la.
Here's an interaction Diane recorded last month.
What we're going to do now is make your salad dressing. All right, so we need to measure 1.5 cups honey.
Into what? Where's the honey?
Yes, which one is the honey?
The one that says honey is going to be the honey.
So can you find the honey looking at it?
Nope.
So how are you finding the honey?
Looking for a container that has honey written on the on it. Nothing says honey. Nope. There isn't any honey here.
Okay, this says...
Oh, it says pure honey.
You know, you can hear the frustration on both of their parts. I mean, he's frustrated because something as simple as finding the honey has now become this this torturous ordeal for him. And she has really a parental tone with him.
That's Barry Jacobs, a clinical psychologist at the Crozier Keystone Health System. He works with the critically ill and caregivers, and he's the author of a book called The Emotional Survival Guide for Caregivers.
What happens in spousal relationships like this is you have what was a relationship of equals now become what's called a skewed relationship, where one the well spouse becomes a kind of parent, and unfortunately the ill or disabled spouse becomes very childlike.
Jacob says that's often really dissatisfying for both partners.
One of the things I work on is trying to minimize that gap between the parent and child to whatever degree is possible.
And it takes an incredible amount of daily patience from people like Diane, like when Bill repeats the same stories and jokes over and over.
What time is it when an elephant sits on a fence? Time to get a new fence. What's the difference between an elephant and a flea? An elephant can have fleas, but a flea cannot have elephants.
And 3 minutes later.
What time is it when an elephant sits on a fence?
There are times I never do this, but inside I'm going, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. And sometimes when I just am at my limit, I'll say, Bill, I'm not doing well. You really need to go away? No, I can't answer any more questions. You just need to give me some space. And he will.
I think that's great. I think that's being open and honest and setting a limit. I think the caregiver who would be reluctant to set that kind of limit, that person is setting themselves up to be worn out and unable to caregive over time.
How is it different when you're caring for a spouse rather than a parent?
When you marry someone, this is your life partner. And your dreams are wrapped up in this person, in this person's dreams. And when an illness or some other adversity occurs, you know, those dreams have really been torn asunder. Whatever future you envision for yourself has to be set aside. People have an awfully tough time with that.
Diane told me she misses real partnerships and the hugs and kisses that Bill always used to be quick to provide. Here's another bit of audio Diane recorded the same day she and Bill made salad dressing.
It's been kind of a hard day. I have a pain in my rib that I am very concerned about. And I just told Bill about it. And he said, oh, I'm so sorry. That happens sometimes. And then he started talking about my mother. He is now smiling at me. Do you want to say something?
Hello, hello. You're so beautiful and sweet.
It went from a partnership to me handling absolutely everything. It was like being in a ditch that has muddy walls, and I have to claw my way out and carry him up on my back. That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like, and that's what it feels like.
That's what it felt like. I started going to counseling, and there's a support group. I signed up for an exercise class with a physical trainer. Well, I got a cat.
To help with finances, she rented out some of the kids' old rooms to a young mother. And she accepted that the man she married was never coming back.
Part of clawing my way out was accepting that our marriage was over in one sense, that we had to have a different relationship. So where I am now is I've come to accept it. I wouldn't say embrace it, but certainly accept it.
Their son Jason seems to have accepted it too.
And it's strange to say, I sort of live my life like I don't have a father anymore, because I really don't. At least mentally, I don't. It'd be nice to have that. you know, I see my friends going on trips and stuff and spending time with their dad, and I feel like I got robbed of that.
Carolyn, what is Bill's prognosis? How long do people typically live with FTD?
It's hard to say from patient to patient. The average lifespan after diagnosis is 7 years, but it can really vary a lot. Diane is saving up and planning ahead for the day when she can't take care of Bill by herself anymore.
And it sounds like no matter what she does as a caregiver, there will always be that question, did I do right by my husband? Did I do a good job? There's probably a lot of doubt there.
I imagine there is, and Barry Jacobs had a piece of advice when I was asking him about this that he likes to give people in Diane's situation that I liked a lot.
My goal with them is given all the difficulties that they're going to have, at the end of the day, for them to be able to look back and say, I did the very best that I could. And that may mean I did the very best that I could and I put my husband in a nursing home, or I did the very best that I could and I kept him by my side till the day he died. When I've seen folks be able to do that, then in retrospect, providing care to a loved one like this is a tremendously meaningful and enriching experience that makes them feel like they're better people and affects the way they view life thereafter.
That's Carolyn Beeler's story about Bill and Diane Fayon. Bill has been living with frontotemporal degeneration for the past 7 years. Carolyn, thank you so much for this story, and we have pictures of the Fayons on our website.
Yep, newsworks.org.